Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and VRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guests from U.S. Green Builders, both of them, Sean Hunt. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Glad to have you with us. And repeat offender, Chris Corrales is in the house. Welcome.
How are you, Ron?
Glad to have you back with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today as we do every day. And I know this is going to be Chris's favorite day. Today is National Love Note Day.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. Don't want to cause any trouble here, Chris. But, you know, if I were you, I'd make sure I got home early and check the mailbox
so that
if there's any extra notes coming to you, that, you know, just stay out of trouble. Just looking out for you, buddy. And you got to be careful on these things, on these very, very special days in the world. Another Hallmark holiday, I guess. Speaking of Hallmark, I wonder what their stock's doing. Dow's down 63 points as we speak right now. Oil is down $1.11 a barrel. And, yes, of course, in the state of confusion, we are paying $2.75 per gallon on average, almost the same as the highly productive state, oil-producing state of Hawaii. And they're ahead of us just a little bit at $2.82 a gallon national average. $2.21.3, and obviously we know the cause of this. You just have to go to the taxfoundation.org, and they will tell you that the cause of California's tax issues is because, hey, Californians, you like to vote for high-taxing assembly and governors. $0.4235 per gallon goes to the state of confusion so they can waste more of your tax dollars. Unbelievable.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is a bit ridiculous. But hey, we do it to ourselves, so we can't say a whole heck of a lot. Let's keep on voting for moonbeams and other lunatics, just my personal opinion. Amazing. Speaking of lunatics, did you see this one? Front row, front and center. They want to make Hillary Clinton feel right at home at the debate on Monday night, so they're going to put Mark Cuban front and center. Hillary's used to spending her evenings with billionaires trying to extract money from them. She usually does it here in California, but being that she may be a little ill, she's not coming out too often, so she'll stay in New York, Hofstra University. Mark Cuban, front row. I mean, he's probably one of the smartest guys Hillary, well, maybe not. Well, maybe she is. He is the smartest guy Hillary knows. I don't know. But speaking of Hillary, how about the new tax plan? Are you ready for this one? Unbelievable.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
65% estate tax on the ultra rich. 65%. And you may say, as I do, that's the ultra rich. Who cares? Well, the issue is they're not going to pay it anyway because they can hide their money. They can pay a team of attorneys to find the shelters that you and I can't afford. So let's look at those people with $10 million or more. Yeah, you're going to get to pay 50%. And the next group down, here's where they're going to hit you. 5% estate tax, and they're going to start manipulating the capital gains step up as well. Thank you, Hillary. Maybe Mark Cuban might have helped propose this because, you know, he doesn't care. And Hillary says she's going to get more money. Did you hear her yelling at the people? And it's amazing. I talk about this all the time, especially with our guests before we go live. Talking about the yelling on radio, well, video conference with the unions in Nevada yesterday, Hillary's out there yelling at them, I've spent $50 million, and I'm still behind in the polls. What's wrong with you people? Amazing how she's continuing to do that. Maybe it's because they just don't like her. I'm not going to go that far, but it could be. She wants to know why she's not 50 points ahead. Unbelievable. And now we watch with the, did you see this latest story? I just can't make this stuff up. It's so much fun talking about it. The administration is saying, let's pay overtime and rush more citizens into the country and naturalize more citizens. I wonder if that's how the 1,800 people that on the deportation list got citizenship. Yeah, well, we don't want to check these people out. Why would we do that? The bomb, we like the bomb makers in the U.S. I mean, it's, I wonder if that's a new industry. I wonder if that, how that affects our U3 unemployment rate. Well, I could put down I'm a bomb maker and I'll get my citizenship passed a little bit quicker. Man, it's just amazing how we continue to do these same things. But our economy is doing well. We heard that from Fed Chairman Yellen the other day, and she says they're not political. Well, if you want, and I quote this, you can't make this stuff up. It's just crazy. We are not political, and if you watched what our commentary on TV, you could tell that we weren't political. Well, if I get a whole room of people that are ultra-liberal, a bunch of socialists, do we have to talk politics to know we're all going to vote the same way? I mean, where do these people come from?
It is what it is.
Yeah, amazing. It's a little crazy, and it gets a little keeps on getting worse and worse, and I better get off my soapbox right now. Ah. Something a little bit more pleasant. Did you get your new iPhone yet? I got mine. I got the old man version. It's the big one. That's, those of you watching on ronsiegelradio.tv, you can see I've got the old man version, big print and the big version. But I can't find the headphone jack. And I've got this little problem because the thing runs out of battery so quickly that when I can't find the headphone jack, I can't plug it in and listen at the same time. I wonder what they're going to do about it, but it's only a week, so we'll probably find some solution to that one. Do you like the new iPhone? My son is teaching me all the new things that come with it. I can't complain about it. I'm enjoying it, at least now that I can see it. Amazing. Moving right along. I guess we should go back to the markets and see what's going on there. Yeah, our seniors, sorry about that. We're back down to 1.619 is the yield on the U.S. 10-year Treasury. Have you talked to Al Manfred yet? He'll get you 7 or 8% in a safe, secure, insured environment. So think about that one. But I mentioned the 10-year Treasury because we're going to be talking about finance quite a bit today and how to save you money. It's going to be an interesting conversation. Some people like to save money. There are others that are liberals and they like to spend more or tax more, but we're not going to talk about that. But we will talk about the idea. We did this yesterday when it came out. The Freddie Mac Mortgage Market Survey, 3.48%. And I share with you, whenever we talk about the U.S. 10-year Treasury, you can follow where the mortgage market is going by simply looking what's the direction of the 10-year Treasury. And historically, if you'll add 1.7 to the U.S. 10-year Treasury, it's actually 1.76 if you want to be precise, that'll get you where the 30-year fixed rate loan probably should be. Now, it's going to stay there under a Clinton administration. That'll probably hold the same. But I was listening. They were talking about, even from the politicians, that the Dodd-Frank Act, CFPB, Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, adds about 0.75 points in regulation fees to your loan. 0.75 points. That's one of the items that Trump is talking about. He can save money. He can build business by taking away 0.75 points in regulation costs, 0.75 points in compliance and legal fees from every business owner. Think about what an extra 1.5% will do to the bottom line of most businesses in America. I know that in my business, every percent is important. Now, some people don't care about that. Again, they call those rounding errors. But if you're a business owner and you're signing the front of the check instead of the back of the check, every percentage point becomes very important. And maybe we'll get the economy going, and maybe our seniors won't be at a 1.619% yield on the 10-year Treasury. And why do I point that out for seniors? Well, most of them are living on fixed income. If you're living on fixed income, the safest fixed income in America or in the world is the U.S. 10-year Treasury. We're giving people their money back plus an ever so slight margin. Whereas in Germany, the 10-year bond, you don't even get all your money back. They're giving you a negative yield. In Japan, it's been a negative yield for years. The very, very affluent state of Italy, or country of Italy, they get 1.21%. So think about where those numbers are. Now, Germany, they're going back down. They had come back to be about even, where you just got your money back after 10 years. Now it's negative. And generally, historically, you look at a 0.5% to 1% spread between the German 10-year Bund and the U.S. 10-year Treasury. With us being at 1.6 and Germany being negative, I think that spread is going to close. Which direction will close That's the multi-million dollar question. You had an answer, you wouldn't be listening to Ron Siegel Radio. You'd be trading the bond market right now. Just a personal item there. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, energy efficient home improvements. What are they? What should you be doing? How do you pay for them? We'll talk about it. Foreclosure rate drops to pre-crisis levels. Is it possible to get a joint credit card? And do you want to retire early? Maybe you better think again. Do you have the right plans for it? We're going to talk about all of that. Believe it or not, we're going to get all of that in the next hour. It's amazing we'll do it, but you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio, on Twitter, @RonSiegelRadio. Any part of our broadcast, game on. But the replay is available, RonSiegel1, RonSiegel1 on YouTube. Stay tuned, we'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. I know it's wrong because I've been looking at credit reports for the better part of three decades. And I have seen credit scores from the 400s. I think I got about a 420 I've seen, And I've seen them, and the worst is 350. So, I mean, that's the bottom. I've never seen anything that low, but I'm sure there probably are some. But the max, the highest score, is about 850. Now, I've seen an 834, and even on the 834s, I see errors on those reports. So it's not like there's any question mark that there are errors on the reports. So yours has an error, too. Go to Credit Sanitizer. They can help you with that. Is it possible to get a joint credit account, credit card account, is the real question. And there are a lot of – there's quite a bit of confusion when you look at credit reports. Is it a joint account? Is it a co-signer? Is it an authorized user? What are the differences? So an authorized user, that's the easiest way to get your credit score jumped in about 30 to 45 days, is if you find strategically the best somebody that's got a high balance on their credit card and a very low percentage use. So they've got a very low utilization rate. Old credit card, high balance. High limit, low balance. Better say that again because I even confuse myself sometimes. So it's an old card, high limit, low balance. And if they maintain that kind of a structure there, adding you as an authorized user will help your score, although there are some, they're trying to catch you on those. So that's an authorized user. You are not liable for the debt of the card. The person that authorized you is, so don't go running up the bill on mom and dad. Just a thought right there. Co-signers, both parties are liable for the bill. Co-signer is basically saying, I like Chris. Don't say that too loud. And I'm going to co-sign for him on a credit card. I don't really use it, but it's his card. And if he doesn't pay, they come after me. Don't do that one either. Not a great idea. Even though Chris is a nice guy. Joint account holders. We're both holders. That's what my wife and I have. So we're both joint account holders. We're both liable, even though it's community property state, it doesn't matter. We're both liable. She spends the money, I pay the bill. That's kind of the way it works in our household. Joint account holders, it affects both of our credit scores. So just a few differences right there. That is the Your Credit Matters segment brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. When we talk about credit, a lot of us need credit. A lot of us use credit. There are people that don't consider good credit versus bad credit, and there's a big difference in the two of them. Good credit, it's something that is going to get you a return on your credit. Now, going and buy a car, that's not a return on investment. That is generally, it's a necessity in California at least, but it's not necessarily good credit. Buying a house, having a mortgage, not paying off the mortgage. You want to keep a high mortgage balance is going to be your best bet at all times because it's called arbitrage. You make money on your money or make money on somebody else's money is even better. Just a thought right there. Those are good credit items. Now, what about getting involved in credit so that you can save money on your utility bills? Have you ever thought of that one? A lot of people say, you know something, I'd love to put in a new air conditioner. Mine's not bad, but it does cost me a lot of money. I'd love to put in new windows, maybe solar, maybe get a new front door or insulation. And, you know, those are all things that if you do it the right way, you can save money on utility bills. And that's what we're going to talk to Sean Hunt and Chris Corrales, U.S. Green Builders, about is, number one, what are the best items to do first? Where do we target? How do we do this strategically? But being that we do talk a little bit of finance on the broadcast, we're going to start with financing some of these options. So I got to pay cash for all this stuff, Chris, or can I get away with using somebody else's money?
It's all cash. No.
Okay, we're out. Yeah. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Ron Siegel Radio.
So, yeah.
I'm going to mute Chris's mic. Yeah. I got to talk to Sean about this.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, obviously, yeah. With everything else, you can finance just about anything in America, and home improvement is one of those as well. You can do anything from a credit card. You could do a HELOC, or you could even use a government program.
Okay, you got to go backwards. HELOC is something that the specialists use. What the heck is a HELOC?
Go ahead, Sean, if you want to.
We were just talking about that this morning, actually. In the last 10 years, nobody's heard the word HELOC. If you haven't been in the finance game for at least a decade, you probably don't even know what a HELOC is.
Right.
HELOC, Home Energy Line of Credit.
Home Equity Line of Credit.
Home Equity Line of Credit, excuse me. Home
Equity Energy Line of Credit. Man.
Yeah, I know. Energy on my mind, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Home Equity Line of Credit. And so, you know, a lot of the banks would offer these HELOCs.
Sure.
For the owner to be able to use whatever is that leftover equity that they might have in order to take a loan or line of credit against that. And then they would go ahead and invest that money into their home to fix their home up.
Or hopefully.
Maybe do their windows or their or their insulation or their air conditioning or a kitchen or whatever that might be, right? And part of our big problem that we had about a decade ago is that these HELOCs were so readily available for just about anybody. And the bank says, all right, I'll give you a $100,000 line of credit against your equity. And then the homeowner would take that equity and go buy a boat.
Right, exactly. Go buy a boat, go buy a new car.
Yeah. Or worse,
something depreciable.
Put that down on a second home. Right? And so then what happens is all of a sudden the market takes a dip, that equity isn't there, and people just walked away. Right.
Right.
And so now these HELOCs are starting to become available again. So these lines of credit are out there for people, but they're a little more restricted. There's some government programs right now. One of them is called PACE, which is Property Assessed Clean Energy. And
okay.
This PACE program, it's a government type of a HELOC, essentially. You know, you get up to 20, sometimes 30 years to pay that money back.
20 or 30 years?
20 to 30 years.
Wow, okay.
But the requirements are that that money doesn't go into a boat. Now it's got to go into your
home.
What
a shame.
Yeah, and it's got to go into energy efficiency products, right? So water efficient or energy efficient.
Okay, so how do we – let's think about the concept here because, I mean, we've talked about a number of different avenues, right? So you can – I started off talking about the joint credit card. Can you do some of these things on a credit card?
Absolutely. There's credit cards available for you. The rates are obviously going to be higher.
Right.
Anytime you have an unsecured loan, you're going to pay a higher rate. Traditionally, there are going to be anywhere from about.
That's a good question. So the PACE loan, the PACE loan you were just talking about, is that secured?
It is technically secured. It's
okay.
All paid for through these government type of programs where the local municipality will allow you to pay it back with your property tax bill.
Yeah. Okay. So it's secured with your property.
Correct. Correct.
And that's how you end up saving money on the interest rate.
Yep.
Is because it's less risk.
Correct.
Right. I mean, when you talk about risk, so the programs have to have some equity in the property.
Yep.
You have to own the property. It can't be a rental property. Right?
It actually can be a rental property.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
Well, it could be in the rental, but the owner has to do it, not the tenant.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay. Because they've got to be the one that's going to commit to having an assessment or a lien put on their property.
Right. You got it.
And Ron, it's actually all properties, commercial qualifying multiple units. So there's no limitation on the property. And we encourage anyone that's interested in that type of loan to obviously explore that because it's available for just about any type of.
And Chris, one of the things I like that you do with these, or maybe it's a company-wide program from U.S. Green Builders, is you start off looking at the utility bills.
Correct.
Right? If you look at the utility bills, then you know, okay, if you've got a $50 utility bill, you know, $50 a month utility bill, well, we're probably not going to be able to do a whole heck of a lot to save you money. If you're just a Tom Steyer Greenie, right, that's fine, and because you just want to be off-grid, that's a different question.
Right.
But if you want to save money, you've got to have a bill to be saving money on.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, and just what you just said, a $50 bill, we're still obviously going to explore, and 9 out of 10 times, would you say, Sean, we do find a solution.
We usually find something for them.
Yeah. Well, that's your business. But the idea, I mean, if you've got a 3-4, I mean, I have a friend of mine, in fact, we're refinancing his property right now through the team over at Gold Star, and his energy bill went from $500 a month to $8 a month.
Yeah.
Right. So now you start saying, okay, what can I do with $492 a month or less? Right. Because the idea is we want to save money, not just trade dollars.
Correct.
And then you start saying, okay, so I've got a $400 a month budget over 20 years. And you're talking about $100,000.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
I just helped a client of mine that had an average electric bill of $681. We did a ton of stuff for them, windows, some air conditioning, some solar. The total overall finance cost before the tax break was $400, and his first electric bill came in at $1. So he's positive cash flow $280 day one.
Sounds like almost a no-brainer.
It is a no-brainer.
Right, that becomes pretty simple when you're doing that. Now, one of the questions that we hear a lot from real estate agents is, do we have to pay this off when we sell the property? And we're going to chat about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Maybe you could even give it to the next owner. We'll talk about that as well, because I think we've got some interesting answers for you. You might find you enjoy the concept here. Foreclosure rates drop to pre-crisis levels. We'll talk about it. And if you want to retire early, you better have a good plan. We'll talk about that as well. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegelRadio.com. Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio. This is one of our broadcast audio. If you're doing RonSiegelRadio.com, check the archives. There's about 400 past radio broadcasts right there. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by Heritage Financial Services. If you don't have a trust and you own a piece of property in California, something happens to you. I don't know if you know this, but the state government is going to become one of your heirs. Just a word of caution right there, because they're going to get a big chunk of your estate before Hillary gets her share. Heritage Financial Services, they give you a great, great trust, one of the best I've ever seen, and I've seen a lot of them. They have a tremendous price on it, very, very inexpensive. And if you're a listener of Ron Siegel Radio, they're going to give you a $300 discount, $300 discount, 25% off. Go to text to RSR Gift Bag, RSR Gift Bag, to 79564. You get the coupons right there and a bunch of other coupons as well. But $300, I don't know who's going to give you $300 off, but Ron Siegel will. Want to retire early? If you haven't talked to Al over there at Heritage Financial Services, you might have to think again. There's a lot of question marks when it comes to retiring early. Have you saved enough money? We used to think about retirement as being a 5 or 10 year process. Now it's 20 or 30 years in many instances. Are you going to outlast your savings? Are you going to outlast your money? Again, if you can take 5% of your savings out and earn 8% safe every year, 7% safe every year, think about that concept. You might miss the work stress. I know some folks that have gotten bored sitting home and they went back to work. I have a friend of mine that's done it twice. He can't figure out how to retire. Hasn't learned that part. You might not be able to afford that bucket list. Social Security benefits, are they going up or are they going down? Or are they going broke? We don't know that answer either. It may take a bite out of your spouse's benefits. I don't know about that. Your wife or husband might force you to go back to work. I don't know. An early retirement package might not fit all of your needs. And once you've forced, it's not the easiest thing to get back in that habit of getting up early every day. We can talk to Chris Corrales about that. He's semi-retired already, so he may understand that whole thing. Harassing you a little more, yes, Chris, yes. Just a little bit. That's the Word on Wealth segment today, again, brought to you by Heritage Financial Services. Text RSR Gift Bag, RSR Gift Bag, to 79564. One of the coupons in there is $300 off on a family trust and estate plan. Think about that one. Save you boatloads of money through the probate situations, and it'll give you a little extra privacy. So we've been chatting this morning with Sean Hunt, Chris Corrales of U.S. Green Builders. We were talking before the break about the idea of financing some of your energy efficient home improvements through the PACE programs. And I don't know all the different program providers. I know one of them. And the question I would have for you, Sean, is, are these PACE loans assumable?
Yeah, absolutely. There's about 13 different PACE programs in California.
Okay.
And to my knowledge, all of them are transferable. It's an option, of course, when you go to sell, right? It's a discussion
right.
to be had.
Sure, negotiable.
Absolutely negotiable, yeah.
But like, but I don't know that if somebody has a mortgage on their property, they probably have to pay that off when they sell, right?
Yep.
Right? Most
99% of the time, if you're going to take out a loan, of course, you're going to pay it off when you sell that home.
Right.
Right. And this would probably be, though, just about the only option that I've heard of where you can actually pass the buck if you wanted to and if the new buyer is willing to assume that, right?
Yep. And the majority of the time, it actually benefits the new homeowner. And that's the huge thing that we need to actually convey to the general public is, why would you want to assume this debt?
Okay, so why would I want to assume the debt?
Well, the way to look at it is, do simple
math. I'll be the stoolie for you.
All right, let's see the stoolie. So let's say for sake of argument, we have a house, $500,000.
Okay.
And they have a mortgage that's $400,000. They have a $100,000 base loan, just for sake of argument. So now, there's two scenarios. Scenario one, you pay everything off. Now they have a new mortgage on the property for $500,000. That's a traditional loan. You got to pay off all the debt when you get the new house.
Sure.
Pretty simple, pretty straightforward. Now, let's say for sake of argument, and guys, it's just a number I came up with. This is not how much everything costs, but just a number. Let's say you had solar windows. They had all these energy efficient upgrades equaled $100,000. Now, because of a line item on your property taxes, you can write this off. So,
consult your tax professional at all times.
Like it. Yes, but it is. So you could actually write off the interest.
And again, the part of that we want to, I joke about that all the time, Chris, but we do want to convey that what we're going to give right now is we understand these things to be true.
Correct.
And we want everyone that's listening to know, hey, if you don't share the information with your tax professional, you could be losing out.
Of course.
Right? I mean, that's because we know what the rules are supposed to be, but the rules are only there if the tax professional knows, hey, we did this,
right,
and you should be cognizant of it.
Of course.
Right?
Of course.
So we want to share the information.
Absolutely, yeah. So now with the house with the $400,000, and now you have the $100,000 that was conveyed, so it's on the property, you're not paying all the interest on that $100,000. Obviously, you have to talk to your tax consultant.
Right, so it's a percentage of it.
A percentage of it. So the reality is, the house that cost you $500,000 truly could cost you potentially $470,000, $450,000, $420,000, depending on your tax bracket and depending on what your tax guy says. But there is a benefit, and that's the thing where you need a tax consultant.
That's the idea that I like right there, because I don't understand all those numbers that you just gave. They're
right.
Too big for me. I'm a simple guy. Save money. I understand save
right.
money. And that $100,000 when we go to sell or as a marketing, we need to make sure that our real estate professional knows what we did also.
Absolutely.
Because Sean, you were talking in the last segment. If you weren't listening, shame on you. But Sean was sharing in the last segment, right? You went a $690 utility bill that went to a dollar.
Yeah.
Right? That's huge savings.
Yep, absolutely.
Right? So, and, you know, if you can make that savings all the time, the real estate professional, if you're selling, I mean, obviously as a homeowner and I'm living there, I'm not doing this for the benefit of selling. I'm doing it because I'm living there, but 5 years, 7 years, 10 years down the road, I decide to sell. We need to make sure we share that information because that's a big sales pitch.
Absolutely.
Right?
Anything you can do to save money these days, right?
Right, right. I mean, and hopefully at some point in time, the lending guidelines will get to realizing that and allow for a higher debt-to-income ratios to take that into account. But the bottom line is it's still a savings. And so what are the – I tell people all the time, because we hear all these commercials, at least maybe it's the stations I watch that hear all these commercials about solar, right? And from some of the people that I've talked to and had on the broadcast, you hear that solar is the last thing to do. It's important, but it's the last thing to do. You guys, do you find that as well?
Absolutely. Agree with that 100%. You want to make the home more energy efficient before you try to build a solar power plant on your roof to offset the bill, right?
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
If you build by 50%, you need half the size for your solar system. It should be the last thing that you would do.
Okay, so what are the first things that I should do?
That's a great question. You know, we go with, I'd say top three things would be number one, adding insulation.
Okay.
Right? The chances are 90% of the homes out there don't have enough insulation in the attic, and a lot of them don't even have any in the walls, depending
wow.
on when the home was built.
If so can you put insulation before, in the walls?
Yeah, we do it all the time. If the home was built before 1975, we drill a small little hole, and we shoot an insulation in the wall and fill it all up. It makes the home a lot more comfortable. It cools it down quite a bit in the summer, warms it up in the winter, and another side benefit is it becomes a lot more quiet inside the home.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, and so insulation.
So I put insulation in the walls, and thank goodness my wife's not listening. I'll say this anyway, right? Put insulation in the walls, and she doesn't talk as loud.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know how that works, but we'll take it. We'll take it.
Yeah, so insulation is probably the cheapest with the cheapest thing that you can do for your home with the greatest impact. So it's
okay.
a good place to start. You know, like computers, if you have an air conditioning unit that's 10 years old, it's probably obsolete, outdated. You could have a much more energy efficient air conditioning unit.
Okay.
You know? Windows, obviously double pane windows are a big thing. They have been for the last decade or so. But if you still have your old single pane windows, you're losing a lot of heat, a lot of energy right through those windows.
Right. So those three things right there. And it sounds to me, my guess is that's probably an order of price too. The insulation probably is the cheapest.
Yep.
AC probably next and then windows depending upon the size of the house.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
That's pretty typical.
And then you start looking at where the can you do all of this at one time or do you
well that's the beautiful thing about the PACE program. And the reason why most of my clients nowadays choose to pay for their products with one of the PACE programs is because they have a higher dollar amount that they have access to, so it allows them to get more work done and they can get the whole project done at one shot instead of in multiple steps over X amount of years.
Well, that was what I was curious about because I'm a simple guy and I think, okay, if I go and do the insulation, the AC and the windows, do I have to wait 12 months to figure out what impact that's having on my utility bill before I do solar? Because how do I know how much I need?
Well, we have a couple of ways that we use to be able to calculate that.
Okay.
A lot of times we'll do an energy audit for some of our clients and we'll figure out where their energy is. But we always do an
assessment. That's scary. You just hit a word there, Sean.
Yeah.
None of us ever want to hear the word audit.
Unless
it sounds like this might be
money.
A good one. So
yeah.
Tell me what an energy audit is.
So we come into a property and we take a look at where the leaks are, right?
Is it
sealing up the windows and the doors or is it replacing the windows and the doors? Do you already have insulation in the walls? If you do, there's no way for me to add more. It's already full, right?
Okay.
So that obviously wouldn't be somewhere that you'd be spending any money. But we need to take a look at the whole house and figure out where you're losing the energy. And then from there, we can take a look at your electric bills and see how much you're spending on your heating and heating and cooling. And based on what you're spending, we can figure out what the savings would be. And then from there, once we make our recommendations on what you could do, I mean, at the end of the day, the client's going to pick and choose where they want to spend their money, right?
So you're going to give them a menu.
Yeah.
And they can just say, okay, I want the prefix menu or I want the a la carte menu and I have my choice.
I'd say about 75% of our clients call us because they want to go solar. And the first thing we do when we get to their home is we do a general analysis. We take a look at where is the energy being spent. We take a look at their last 12 months electric bills and then we point out some big holes. Literally holes in their walls or their windows,
right,
where they're losing their energy. And then we make the recommendation, instead of me building you a $60,000 solar panel system, why don't we take a look at some of the other areas in your home where you could cut down your energy usage, and then you might be able to get away with a $30,000 system that's going to be just as beneficial.
I like that idea. I always like when I can save 50%. That's a big issue there. We'll talk more
with Sean Hunt, Chris Corrales. When we come back, you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Foreclosure rates drop to pre-crisis levels. We will chat about that as well. You can reach us anytime or reach any of our guests. Call anytime, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel number 1 on YouTube or the archives of Ron Siegel Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a minute.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Real-Time Real Estate segment today being brought to you by the VIP Hero Program. I love this program, not just because I created it, but because I really enjoy the opportunity of sharing and saving money for our military, active, retired, reserve, law enforcement officers, fire department members, or fire and rescue, teachers, nurses. And yes, it does work. I got this question sent to me just last night. Can we use the VIP Hero Program to save money on rental properties? Answer the question, of course, if you're a hero. I don't care if you're renting the property or buying property or if you're an investor, any of those. If you own it, if it's a rental that you own, yes, you can get the discounts from the mortgage people, the rebates from the real estate professionals. All the attorneys offer discounts. I cannot say that the title insurance company is going to give you a discount because that would not be legal, but they do have special prices posted and published that are lower than other prices. Now, I don't know what you want to term that, but that's the way they term it for legal reasons. So we have to make sure we stay compliant here. I don't want to get anybody in any sort of trouble. Foreclosure rates drop to pre-crisis levels. You got to love that idea. Only 2.9% of the homes are in serious delinquency, down from, you ready for this one? 17.1% in July of 2015. July of 2015, yeah. 17%, 17.1 to 2.9% now. Ow! Yeah, that hurt back then. Wow. 57th consecutive month with a year-over-year decline. The national foreclosure rate has returned to August 2000 levels at 0.9%. Glad to hear about that one. That's some good news out there. Don't ever wish that nightmare on anybody. If you are facing foreclosure, give us a call, 800-306-1990. Let's see if there are some solutions out there to try and help you, or at least put you in touch with the right people that certainly can help you with that issue. Again, that's the Real Time Real Estate segment brought to you by the VIP Hero Program. Go there, VIPHeroProgram.com. Continuing our conversation today, we're speaking with Sean Hunt and Chris Corrales, U.S. Green Builders, talking about saving money with energy efficiency. We've talked about in the first segment, we talked about how to pay for it. Second segment, we talked about the organizational method of doing it. Now we don't have anything to talk about. We'll figure something out. So let's chat further about this. The idea of one of these different PACE programs, you hear people talking, the generic that everyone talks about is HERO, mm-hmm. right? That's a specific company. That's not the only program on the market, though.
The best way to answer that is, and HERO, by the way, is a phenomenal firm.
Right, absolutely.
They're a bank.
They
truly are. They're a PACE provider. There's, I'm sure, I'm with 13.
Yeah, I believe there's 13 in California.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's
quite a few of them.
Yeah, we work with quite a few. I mean, I could give you a list. I don't know if you want me to do plugs or...
No, we don't need that. But what I'm really more concerned with is the idea that people have alternatives. It's not
absolutely
not just, so if you hear a commercial, and I don't have any problem against commercials. That's what pays for us to be here in the morning, right? So, but if you hear a commercial and you hear them talking about HERO and PACE, HERO is part of PACE, but PACE doesn't necessarily need to be HERO.
Correct.
That's and there are other options.
Yes.
So if you're told that you don't qualify for company X, it could be that it's just because they're not approved in your municipality and company Y might be.
Yeah, absolutely. Or it could be just their requirements for that specific company.
So it's just like any other loan.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the interest rates, are those going to be, where do the interest rates on a PACE program going to fit in the scope of the home equity line of credit, the PACE program, and just going with a straight credit card from one of the home improvement centers?
Yeah, that's a great question, Ron. For the most part, it's going to be substantially less going with the PACE program. And you got to think about it. It is attached to the home. It's a secured loan.
Okay.
So, of course, the interest rates are going to be lower than going and getting a credit card through some of the big box companies.
Okay, so it's cheaper. Then how's it going to compare home equity line of credit?
That's another good question. So a home equity line of credit, assuming that you could qualify for it,
right,
which is a big if, right? Just because you have the equity there doesn't mean the bank is going to lend it to you.
That makes sense, sure.
Right? Yeah. So you still have to qualify based on your FICO scores,
okay,
based on your debt-to-income ratios, and then based on the parameters that bank is willing to lend. Right? Some banks are going to require you to have 25% equity in order to give you a line of credit, and that line of credit might only be for 5 to 10%.
And one of the other things, obviously, is a traditional brick-and-mortar bank where you're going to get that line of credit, they're also going to be looking at your debt-to-income ratios, maybe a little different. I'll ask you that question because I don't know. But they don't really care that the purpose is going to save you $400 a month.
Exactly.
Whereas the PACE, do they look at that part of it?
Yeah. So the nice thing about the PACE programs is most of these programs out there, at the end of the day, we can go all the way up to 100% loan-to-value.
Okay. Wow, that's nice.
And there's almost no banks out there that are going to allow you to do
the
HELOC.
None that I know of.
None that I know of either.
Right. So that's a big plus.
Yeah, it's a huge benefit. Another benefit is it's not based on your personal FICO score or your income.
Wow.
So it doesn't matter what your debt-to-income ratio is. It's not going to affect whether or not you qualify for in one of the PACE programs. So you can now use that money to go ahead and offset your electric bill. Let's say you were going to do solar, like the scenario I gave you a little bit ago. This guy, I saved him about $680 a month off of his bill, right? And we got him financed for around $400 a month. Through PACE, that's possible. But if he were to go to his bank and ask for a line of credit for $100,000 to do these upgrades, they're going to look at his FICO score.
Sure.
They're going to go ahead and look at his debt-to-income ratio. And based on all that, he may or may not qualify for a full $100,000 renovation. He might have gotten $50,000, but that's not going to eliminate his electric bill.
Right. And they're not looking at the fact that he's saving $200 a month by making a prudent business decision.
Right.
And that's the bottom line here. And that's one of the things we want to throw out there. Is the whole idea behind this is, unless, again, you're doing it from the emotional standpoint, we never discount the idea that there are those people that really don't care about the financial savings. They just want to be off grid. They want to be energy efficient. They want to be green.
Yep.
Which is nothing wrong with that either, right? We want to serve everybody. But there are those people that are saying, you know, so I'm just doing it from a dollars and cents standpoint. I like the idea that you're looking at that first.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, and you know, we have lots of clients that, you know, want to do their windows. Maybe some of their windows are broken and they're tired of the breeze coming through, literally coming through the window, right?
Yeah.
And they might not be using any heat or cooling, you know, in some areas in Southern California. And they're looking at their bill and they're going, my bill's $40, $50. I don't care if you're going to save me $5 or $10. That's great. That's an added benefit. I want to redo all the windows in my home because I can't stand my windows in my home.
Right. And you know something, it's kind of interesting because what you were sharing earlier, and we certainly know it to be possible, is there are certain people that are living in older places. I chuckle frequently. Those people that follow us on social media know that I'm down at Balboa Island very early every weekend. And there's a boat that's not docked right outside of on little Balboa Island that says, the name of the boat is SNAFU. And I'm assuming that the person is not a big fan of John Wayne Airport.
Yeah.
Right? Just my assumption, right? And they complain about the noise is where I'm heading with.
Right.
And I used to stay at the Hyatt Regency in Chicago a lot at O'Hare, and that was right under the flight plan of O'Hare Airport, one of the busiest airports in the world. You never heard an airplane.
Right.
So we know that with the right windows and the right insulation and the right technology, you can make those houses soundproof.
Absolutely.
Right? So if that's an issue for somebody, they can give you a call and say, you know something, I live next to the 91 freeway or the 55, and I don't want the noise in my house.
Yep, absolutely.
And that could be done.
Yep. I did at somebody's house right next to the 91 freeway, and he told me it took him over 5 years to get a good night's sleep, to get used to the noise. And I did all of his windows and his exterior wall insulation in his home. And the next day I came back to sign the completion form. The guy said it was eerie. I couldn't fall asleep last night. It was too quiet in my house.
Turn on a radio.
True story.
No, it's true because you get used to certain sounds.
Right.
One of my early condos 25, 30 years ago was along the train tracks, you know, that parallel the 91. And people say, well, doesn't the train keep you up at night? I don't even hear it.
Right.
Right. So you get used to those things and we have that benefit. So it's another benefit of doing some of these different home improvements. Give me an idea of what will qualify. What kind of programs? What are they looking for when you're talking? I mean, can I put in a new kitchen? Does that qualify under PACE or a new bedroom or things like that?
So the idea behind the PACE programs is that the products that you got to put in your home are going to be energy efficient, right? So we wouldn't be doing your kitchens or your bathroom remodels, but we could do basically almost anything on the exterior, right? For the most part, let's say you had your stucco was cracking, it was old, and we can put a heat reflective coating on the outside of your stucco. It looks like a brand new
job,
if you will, right? But we, of course, we fix up the stucco and all the cracks and all that stuff first, and we put a heat reflective coating around the outside. Now your home becomes more energy efficient, and of course, it looks a lot better. And that would be approved.
Okay, so, and we've talked, Chris, in the past, you and I have talked about pools. You can do a lot of work on the pool.
Pool equipment. Yeah, we have a solar powered pool pump that could actually take virtually any size pool off the grid. So, which is that's a huge attribute for the homeowner. It takes them out the electrical bill.
Great information. Yeah. Well, if you want more information on improving your property, improving your home, saving money with energy efficiency, give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with the guys. They can help you and give you some guidance there, and be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A very big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us.
And if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. It's all right.